An area's business success and growth is dependent upon many things. One critical factor is successful advocacy for a positive business climate. I'm John Maynard, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. Strong advocacy efforts go a long way in creating a positive business climate. It is important for advocacy groups and individuals to work with responsible entities and seek win-win approaches that are good for business and the general public. This must be an intentional and ongoing effort. Advocacy groups, also called special interest groups, can sometimes be labeled as unproductive, combative, or even unethical. Some may fit that definition, but certainly not all. Every one of us has special interests in something, either in government policy or community action, and it is perfectly acceptable and even needed to voice our ideas and concerns. Successful chambers have long played a key role in advocacy. Regional chambers can certainly influence local and state policy, while the U.S. Chamber works on policy in Washington, D.C. All efforts are needed. Our local business community wants partners to work for infrastructure improvements, workforce development, access to capital, entrepreneurial support, and more. To remain strong and for future growth, they need our support. Each of you plays an important role in advocacy. Some influence access to capital, and others influence policy. But all of us control our own attitudes about the local business environment and should look for ways to support our base. I'm John Maynard. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.